7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What? 8:52? No. It's never 8:52. Well, I mean, except for those two times per day when it is, in fact, 8:52, but not now, no. The actual time right now is, of course, 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh boy. Yes, once again it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and I will be your host for the next 29 minutes. And the first thing I need to do is the same thing I always do first thing. Yeah, you got it. I gotta pour the tea. Got tea. Oh God, I'm a little messed up today. But this tea is gonna help me. Yeah. Oh yeah, come on. Oh. I'm feeling the power of healing tea. Yeah, okay. Pretty good. I'm drinking that High Mountain Oolong today. Because I need it. Because I'm kind of messed up, and that's okay. Need more tea. Okay, yeah. I am weak. I am sore. But this was all in a trade-off. A lot of good stuff happened to balance out all this bad stuff, this horrible thing that's in my leg or whatever. But now the cat is yanging out here. What are you doing? Why are you being yang baby? Yangy baby. Where are you going? Okay, now we gotta... now we gotta go back up the stairs. I don't want to do this because we've already done the water trick two or three times today, but now the cat is... Where are you? Where did you go? Do you want more... Do you want kitty water or not? She says no. She's standing over by the back door. What are you doing over here? You're not going outside. It's too cold, it's snowy, and it's blah. Alright, I'm heading downstairs. I gotta sit down. Because otherwise I'm gonna have a cow or something equally improbable. Yeah, okay. Now the cat has followed me down here. What are you doing, Dinglins? Come on. Okay, now I have to sit up. And this is kind of okay because sitting like this is... sort of okay. What are you doing? Don't mess with stuff. I'm getting the damn banky ready. Will you just wait 2 seconds? Who's impatient, kitty? Yes, it's you. Okay, jump in the kitty pit. Okay, finally. The cat is in the kitty business pit. Oh, I know what the kitty wants. Kitty wants to watch the game. There's a game about to start.
You should have told me that the game was starting, Dinkins.
Yes, okay, so, The Manchester United game has just started. And we are now 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 seconds into it. And it's being held at Old Trafford. Let's see what's going on here.
From Greenwood, and here's Ruben Neves. And Nelson Semedo, who likes to push on from right back. A call to the team today. And making a good early contribution. Crossed by Trincao, and first action. What a cheer for Phil Jones.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And he will gobble that up as well, because there's a lot of nervous energy going on there.
Phil Jones. Classic. And you might be wondering, who's refereeing this game? Yeah, Martin Stecklenburg. Yes,
we like Martin Stecklenburg, don't we, Pippa? Yes, we do. Yes, because you're a good kitty.
Right, so I've got a cat. I've got a game. What else could I possibly want?
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Well, obviously I need that, but that's just leading us into the story of what happened to me in the last 24 hours. Oh boy, did I have an interesting day yesterday after dubious goals committee. Oh boy. Regular committee members will remember, or at least committee members who attended yesterday's dubious goals committee meeting, will remember that I was discussing the necessity for my trips to various grocery stores. And I talked about how I needed to go to the grocery store yesterday, and how I didn't want to, but I have to because I have no food. And the fact that I need to actually go to both stores, the cheesy store and the good store, which store should I go to, blah, 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 blah. Here's what happened. I felt inspired after dubious goals committee, so I took 2 ibuprofen, changed into some decent clothes, and I jumped into my car and I went to the store. And I know the first thing you're going to ask is, which store did you go to, Tobe? I went to both. Yes, you heard me correctly. I went to both. And I didn't realize how stupid of an idea that was until I got to the first store, and it was so jam-packed that I had to park half a mile away. I had to park a kilometer away. 800 yards. I don't care, though. Yeah, so I get in the store, it's jam-packed, it's Sunday, everybody is shopping, but it's okay. Because the first store I went to was the good store, the good Asian market, because I needed rice and a whole bunch of other stuff, like white pepper. I needed some green Szechuan peppercorns, I needed a whole bunch of weird stuff. So, boom, I go to Asian market. And I know what some of you are thinking, Tub, you didn't go there for the rice. You went there for girlfriend Vietnam. Okay, first of all, she's Cambodian. Yes, she has a Vietnamese name, but she lives across... She came from a town that was just across the border from Ya Drang. You know where the big Vietnam battle was? That horribleness? Yeah, she was from just west of there over the Cambodian border. Regardless, she wasn't there yesterday. That's not what I went there for. I really did go there for rice and tea. And I bought rice and tea. Oh, and I bought 2 bags of gyoza. And a big bag of rice. I bought 600 kilograms of rice because, you know, when you buy it in bulk, it's much cheaper. I also bought some candy.
What else did I buy, Peppa?
I bought some other real stuff. Don't rub your face on the microphone so crazy. You're a crazy cat. Okay, so the good news is it wasn't that terrible because the Asian market is expanding. They have bought or rented out a couple of more bays in this strip mall. This entire strip mall is now nothing but the Asian market and like Chuck E. Cheese. No, Chuck E. Cheese is in the next one over. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I bought a bunch of stuff and I got out of there pretty fast because they're expanding and they had more cashiers, and they had 5 cash registers open. That was the most I've ever seen there. They've doubled the record, I think. I was so happy. I got out of there pretty fast, but after carrying all that heavy stuff around in the store, oh boy, I was starting to hurt. My leg was starting to be all weird and everything, and so, yeah. So I jump back in my car, and I get to rest in my car for the 10 minutes drive to the next store. Yes, I went to both stores. So I go to the other store, and it's strangely enough, it's not as packed. And as soon as I walk in, who do I see standing in front of all of the aisles in her little station where she's supposed to, her little battle station? That's what it is. It's a battle station. It's retail battle station. Who is standing in retail battle station? That's right. Eyes girl. Oh, ho, 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 ho. And as soon as I walk in, she's staring right at me with those eyes. And I can see those eyes a mile away. And she's got on her black Chuck Taylors. She's got her black pants on, her red work shirt, her red Callaway golf shirt. She's got her jet black hair just kind of all straightened down, and she's got these two little cute white barrettes in her hair, and then her eyes. Okay, so I just sort of walked by her and said, "Hi, eyes girl," and she did her little giggle laugh thing. And I was looking for stuff. Oh, and when I walked by, I noticed that she was full on yesterday. She had her eye makeup. It was more spectacular than I've ever seen it. You know, normally she just sort of puts on some eyelashes and then outlines her lids with a little, you know, eyeliner, and then gives herself a little cat eye sort of look. That's usually about it. No, not today. No, 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 no. She had the silver highlighting on the inside of her eyes, you know, the nose side and the epithelial fold side. The silver highlighting above and below and over the top and into the eye shadow, which then cross-faded to gray for a smeary, smoky eye look, and smeary gray underneath, and then coal-lined eyes. It was unbelievable. It was like looking at some kind of superhero or something, right? I don't know what this was. It was like, okay, so I was walking around in the store, and I grabbed a whole bunch of stuff. Yes, waffles and some salad, and oh, Pippa's leaving. I can sit in a different position now. Oh. And what else did I buy? I bought some hamburgers. Keeping them up real high right now, because those hamburgers should be high. What else did I buy? It doesn't matter. It was a whole bunch of stuff. I spent a lot of money yesterday. I had the total grocery bill was, it was basically four times what I normally buy. But this was, of course, because I had to go to two different stores, and I had to buy a lot of staples. You know, that bag of rice is $25. You know, that 600 kilogram bag of rice, $25. You know, that's usually my weekly food expenditure right there, but no. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Eyes Girl. I know her name now. I know Eyes Girl's name. We don't have to call her Eyes Girl anymore. Oh, this is good tea, I tell you. So I was walking around in the store, trying to find stuff, because they rearrange things all the time, and it's kind of a pain in the leg and ass, because by this time, I've now been walking around for 45 minutes, you know, both stores, carrying this heavy basket full of food. I'm limping around the store looking like some kind of idiot trying to find Tabasco sauce. And normally, I know right where the Tabasco sauce is because I buy it all the time. I know what aisle it's in. I know what shelf it's on. I know the products that are to the left of it and to the right of it. I can walk straight to it. So I go down the aisle. I go to the place where the Tabasco is. It's not there. I fly into a murderous rage. Or actually, I was kind of just a little bit annoyed. So I was going, so I looked around for it, I couldn't find it, walked up and down a couple of other aisles where it might have been, because they don't put all of the hot sauces in one place, do they? No, they don't. Just like they don't put all the crackers in one place. And if you actually want saltine crackers, you don't go into the aisle that's marked crackers. You go into the aisle that's marked soup. If you want graham crackers, you have to go to the aisle marked candy. Rage. So I thought to myself, where's that damn Tabasco sauce? Aha, I don't know. This will give me an excuse to talk to Eyes Girl. Because Eyes Girl is just standing maybe 15 meters away up at the head of the aisle. Her job is to stand there at the head of the aisles and look towards the 8 self-service checkout stations. She's the girl that helps people who have problems checking themselves out. I, of course, never use this service. I'm a full-service guy. Ring my stuff up. Because I used to be a cashier. And I had a great cashier. Who was that lady? I don't know. The cashier that I had yesterday, she had all the crap in my basket rang up before I even had all of the card info into the machine, which is some kind of record, because as soon as I hear the first beep and I know the register is ready to take my data, I swipe the card, right? She was that good. But anyway, I couldn't find the damn Tabasco sauce, so I had to go up and ask, because she was legitimately the closest store employee. I kid you not. So I had to go up to her and talk to her, and I asked her, I can't find the Tabasco sauce. And she's like, oh, right here. And we start walking down the aisle that I just came out of, right? And she's looking for it. She's like, you know, sometimes some things get moved around. And like, yeah, I know a bunch of stuff got moved recently with those new registers being put in, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, usually it's right over. Oh, and she starts looking up on the shelf where it's supposed to be. And she's like, And she's got this voice that's adorable. It's really high. And she's nervous. And she's jittery. And she's stuttering up a storm. And she can't find the Tabasco sauce either. And I'm saying to her, it's supposed to be right here, right? And she's like, yeah, I think it may be. And so while she was looking up at the shelf, I thought, oh, look at her name tag, Tobe. So I looked at her name tag, and I saw her name. I have learned her name, and it's great, and it's so appropriate. Oh. And I'm going to tell you what it is right after this report from the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Yeah.
The Clash with What's My Name from their first eponymous album. What a great album. But what's that I hear? I hear wackiness. We better check in with the girls, see what's going on here. Uh-oh. Yeah, okay. Right, so it's a bunny girl twister. We got four girls, four Japanese bikini models. We have Kozue, Kanae, and who's this? Oh, Haruka-chan, and Reina. And they're all wearing fleece, bikini, bunny suits? How do I describe this? Okay, imagine a bikini that's made out of Teletubby material and pretty much the same color. So imagine you take a Teletubby suit and you cut it into a bikini. Then you put it on a little Japanese girl and then you give her wireframe, what actually sort of looks like, are they chenille pipe cleaners? You make bunny ears out of chenille pipe cleaners and or possibly coat hangers. And you stretch some sexy lace stockings over them and form them into the shape of bunny ears. You put these on your head. And then you play Twister. So we have left foot green for Kozue, and she's about to fall on top of Reina. Reina now gets right foot red. Kanae gets left hand green. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned that Haru-chan fell. She's out, and now she has to operate a camera. But is she really operating camera? No, she's holding a selfie stick with a cell phone on it, and she's standing strategically in front of the main camera, so we can only see her butt that is slightly out of focus, while the three bunny girls playing Twister are in the background in perfect focus. Yeah. These are the things that I have to do for cultural outreach, for peace in our time. I am perfectly willing to make this sacrifice for you, my loyal committee members. But wait, what was I talking about? What fascinating subject was I going to get back to after that song ended? What's My Name by The Clash? Oh yeah, I remember. Yes, it's time for me to announce the release of my new book, Freemasonry, The Fall of the Holy Roman Empire and the Role of Marmota Monax in the JFK Assassination, complete with a 36 by 48 inch ground-penetrating radar map of the marmot den on the grassy knoll. No expense was spared. Oh my God. Right, so there I was, standing in the aisle looking for my Tabasco sauce with eyes, girl. When it occurred to me to look down at her name tag, to actually break eye contact with her, because oh my God, she's like a little 45 kilo reincarnation of Susie Sue, except like really nervous. Is she a goth? Is she a Hot Topic goth? What is the deal with this chick? I cannot figure her out. The eyes. And then the eye makeup was so much over the top. So anyway, we were standing there, and as I was looking at the name tag on her, I was also sort of looking down, and out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw something. I shifted my gaze. Yes, there is the Tabasco sauce at our feet on the very lowest shelf, the shelf that is only 10 centimeters above the floor. There's six little boxes of Tabasco sauce. I said, oh, look, it's down here now. And she said,
oh, I guess they moved it.
Oh, the nervous, giggly laughter was just about killing me. And I had to do something about it. And that's when I said,
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
And then she giggled and laughed nervously. And I picked up the bottle of Tabasco sauce, well, the box of Tabasco sauce, because the bottle's in a box, and I didn't notice until I was home, but I pulled the box out of the bag, and it's a new box, and I was super excited because I haven't had a new box in a couple of years. So I took the bottle of Tabasco sauce out of the box, and I put the bottle in the vinegar cabinet where the Tabasco sauce goes, and then I took the box, and I put it in the Tabasco box cabinet where the boxes go, because I collect the boxes that the Tabasco sauce comes in, and I must have, what, 9 or 10 now? Different boxes, going back years. Oh, I'm so excited I got a new box out of the deal. So worth it. So worth it to have all that pain. And so anyway, yeah, I grabbed all the stuff and I limped back up to the cashier, and this is the great cashier who rang me up really fast, and I limped out of the store with just a brief glance back over my shoulder at Eyes Girl. Oh, but we don't have to call her Eyes Girl anymore, do we? We know her name. And what is her name? Alexis. Yes, Alexis. So perfect. It fits her so well. Alexis, from the Greek, alexo, to aid or defend. So many ancient heroes named Alexander and Alexis. So many czars named Alexis. It means defender of the people. It means the helper of people. And that's what she does. She helps people find the Tabasco sauce. Alexis. Alexis, she's a hero. She's an Eyes Girl. She's a nervous little Hot Topic goth or something. I don't even know. Hopefully we'll find out more later on further episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Alexis. Perfect. Anyway, my name's Tobe. I gotta eat lunch, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Might say it.